pop art. A job as a creative offers you freedom from blandness and drudgery, but tends to free you from benefits and security instead. By Jody Rosen. For a few days, a couple of weeks ago, a small but influential corner of the media world was transfixed by the story of Caroline Calloway and her creativity workshop. Calloway is a 27-year-old with a large Instagram following built by chronicling her life as an undergraduate at the University of Cambridge, picture lolling on the banks of the River Cam, and her daily life as a gal about town in New York City. Early in January, she announced to her 830,000 followers that she would be holding a series of four-hour, $165 seminars in several American cities, a chance for fans to meet Calloway and imbibe some of her wisdom on true creative fulfillment. What followed was a fiasco. Early seminars failed to deliver promised amenities, and Calloway turned out to have sold tickets to some events without having located venues for them. A muckraking Twitter thread materialized, scorning Calloway as a scammer. She promptly canceled and then uncanceled the tour, all while zapping out flurries of alternatively self-flagellating and self-justifying posts on Instagram stories. As scandals go, this was minor stuff, more opera bouffe than outrage. This Instagram influencer's failed tour will satisfy your Fryfest nostalgia, cracked a headline on New York Magazine's Intelligencer site. But to many commentators, the episode was a revealing parable of the internet age, a glimpse of the chaos that lurks behind the immaculately curated feeds of our self-styled lifestyle gurus and the hollowness of their advice on, as Calloway put it in the event listing for her seminars, how to stay connected to your creative self and carve out and stick to a creative schedule. Give Calloway credit for this. In branding herself an oracle of all things creative, she has her finger firmly on the pulse. In 2019, creative is a juggernaut, a ubiquitous word that touches on all kinds of contemporary aspirations and anxieties. Businesses employ creative directors to tackle problems with creative solutions. Politicians intone creative with the solemnity they once reserved for such terms as freedom and family. It's a bipartisan bromide. In his November 2016 victory speech, Donald Trump promised to harness the creative talents of our people. 2 months later, in his farewell address, Barack Obama hailed the generation coming up, unselfish, altruistic, creative.